to item number 10. Your presentation by Texas Department of Transportation related to relocation of Park Road 36, introduction by Michael McLendon and presentation by John Carteret Jr. from Texas Department of Transportation.
Thankfully and mercifully, this is only a report and no agenda items associated with this. We're working with TxDOT and John Carteret's here. I'm going to present him in just a moment. TxDOT's working with one of the commercial developments out on the peninsula, Park Road 36, to relocate that park load. And in doing so, they're going to try to clean up an old easement with the Brazos River Authority. And John will come up here and address that with the board.
Good morning, Chairman and members. Thank you for giving me a few minutes here to give you a brief overview of what we're doing up in Palo Pinto County on Park Road 36. We have a short little section of Park Road 36 that we need to clean up some easement issues with. Back in the 1940s, Park Road 36 was originally constructed. That's kind of shown in the orange that you can see. In 1964, BRA gave us an easement to realign Park Road 36, which is shown in the purple. That realignment never happened, but that easement is still sitting out there encumbering your property. So we have no intentions at the moment to use that easement, so we would like to get rid of it. As kind of mentioned earlier today, anything with government's not really that easy, so transportation code will make us follow some steps to do this. And that first step is we need to do some surveys. We will, we're currently in the process of creating meets and bounds and a right-of-way map of the existing alignment, again, which is in orange. We are also doing some surveys to redo the meets and bounds and descriptions of the 1964 easement, which again is in purple. Once we have those surveys in hand, we will then be able to assess the different properties. And then we'll start the assessment process and then the process of swapping the easements out. We will have to do an assessment to do the dispossession of real property interest held by held by TxDOT. We will have to take that then to the Transportation Commission and ask for their approval to further that through conveyance instruments. Once we are able to do those conveyance instruments, we'll be able to come to you and then try to do the swap for the easements. As Mike alluded to, this was somewhat prompted by a commercial development that's proposed a realignment of Park Road 36, which is shown in green. Here's another schematic of that realignment, and the kind of a dashed line is the existing alignment of Park Road 36, and the darker line is the proposed realignment of Park Road 36. We're in agreement with that realignment. It does eliminate some sharp curves there on Park Road 36 for us. We've been working closely with that development, and this is the proposed conceptual plan of that developer's plan for that area. So again, this morning, just wanted to a quick moment of your time just to show you we're working with local staff to kind of clean up the easement issues we have on Park Road 36, and then also to potentially realign a portion of Park Road 36. So if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
How long do you think this process
will take? Probably 18 to 24 months. We're currently doing those surveys. Probably about a 3 to 6 month process for the surveys, and then the legal process of getting the conveyance instruments prepared, and then, like I said, we'll have to go to the Transportation Commission. That's usually about a 60-day process to get on their agenda, and then after that, we'll have to work with you to make those agreements executed. And then after that, there's actually a process where we will ultimately have to go through the Attorney General and get signature by the governor. So it could be 18 to 24 months is what we're estimating.
Anybody else? Seeing none, thank you, sir.
Thank you.